Hi there. Welcome to Alone But Not Lonely, the site for the single person learning to become comfortable with living alone. Not necessarily by choice, but due to circumstances and or a lack of viable selections. I am Selena, your host on this journey. Before we begin, please accept this as a disclaimer. I do not offer advice. I only offer suggestions. Offer suggestions so that the person listening may exercise his or her right to choose. What worked for me may not necessarily work for you. Now, having said that, let's begin our journey. Today's journey is named Denial, the first step in the grieving process. And no, it is not a river in Egypt. On the first day of school, I introduce my students to the five steps of the grieving process. They are denial, anger, compromise, depression, and acceptance. The students seem confused when I write the acronym DACDA on the board. They don't understand quite what the grieving process has to do with school. Well, we grieve virtually everything. Relative to school, I introduce them to the grieving process in this way. I tell them, your homework assignment is a 5-paragraph essay about the American dream. It's due tomorrow. Needless to say, there are lots of vociferous sighs and other types of groans exclaimed throughout the classroom. Oh yeah, this is denial. They really can't believe that I'm asking them to write an essay the first day of class. Well, I really do make this assignment, and the purpose is for me to determine whether they understand how to structure a paper. Introduction, 3 body paragraphs, and a conclusion. They'll receive a 100 if they do it correctly, or some fraction thereof. It's not graded on content at all. They, however, are not aware of these facts. I simply make the assignment. So, after I make the assignment, I quickly run through what might possibly be going through their head. And I tell them, in your mind, you're probably saying, this teacher is doing way too much. Or they might be saying, I'm going to have to change my class as soon as possible. Or they might say, I ain't gonna do none of this work. Well, those are some things people say when they're in denial. That's when the mind can't quite wrap itself around what either has been said, seen, or done. The mind is thrown into a state of confusion, a state of shock or disbelief. In this case, that someone would actually give this assignment on day one. But it happens. It definitely occurs the first day of college. And it happens in more than one class. I'll describe the stages of anger, compromise, depression, and acceptance in their individual podcasts. But we must always remember we are attempting to accept what has been said, seen, or witnessed. Acceptance is our ultimate goal. We grieve almost everything in our lives. Now, let's talk about this first step of the grieving process, denial. Many of us can recall how we felt when someone we loved has passed. One of the first things a person might say is, oh no, I just saw him the other day. Or they might say, I can't believe she's gone. And we utter these words even if a person has been suffering from an ailment for a long period of time. Because death is always something that is sudden and unbelievable. It sends us into a state of shock and denial. Now, one of the most difficult diseases I've witnessed people denying is that of alcoholism or drug addiction. Individuals will spend years denying the fact that they may be addicted to alcohol or drugs because the disease in and of itself refuses to allow the person to accept his or her situation. So, he may spend many years attempting various types of compromises to prove that he is not an addict. He might try such things as drinking alone, or not drinking in the morning, not drinking on the job. Because these strategies seem to work, his mind is able to excuse him from believing that he might be an alcoholic. In short, he lies to himself while continuing to be out of control when either drinking or smoking. Unlike a racehorse, his blinders do not allow him to see what's right in front of him. Rather, his blinders actually blot out the truth, thus allowing the denial to continue. Another example of denial sometimes occurs within a relationship. A guy, let's say he returns into the life of someone who once was his girlfriend. They begin to talk, and he calls her in the evenings, and he expresses interest in her. Then they begin to go on several dates, and from all indications, they are exclusively dating each other. This continues for several months. Then he begins to make a date with her, and all of a sudden, he's breaking these dates, saying he's got to work late. He doesn't break every date, though, but just enough dates to make her concerned, to raise her curiosity. Then, by happenstance, she discovers that he's been dating someone else the entire time that he's been dating her. Those, quote, working late, unquote, evenings when he couldn't keep his date with her were actually dates he had with another woman. So, her mind races towards all types of conclusions. What does this mean? Why is he doing this? Is he planning to leave me? What makes him think he can cheat on me? Why does he think he can treat me this way? Does it mean that every time he said he was working late, that he was actually on a date with the other woman? You see, the mind cannot wrap itself around this betrayal. Thus, it is thrown into utter confusion. She might say, he wouldn't do this to me. I've been nothing but good to him. Why is he treating me this way? So many questions to be answered. Maybe they'll be answered, but maybe not. A person's inability to accept reality is a major contributing factor to denial. What should one do? How should one proceed? Well, the goal, of course, is acceptance. In some situations, we can't quite get there without going through the next stage of grief. That stage is anger. So, even if one might be in denial, he can be alone, but not lonely. And I'll help you get there. Until next time, this is Selena, your host for Alone, But Not Lonely.